Well, good morning, champions. Thanks for jumping on. August the first Mojo call of the month of August. Hope you guys have checked out the bonus for August. Pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. All right, so I'm going to have a quick Mojo call with you guys this morning, something you probably already know, but sometimes you just need to hear it to get you back on your way here. So I want to talk about your imagination. All things exist in humans through imagination. In fact, everything you see as an objective reality was first by imagination, right? You can't think of one thing that was not imagined first. Think about it. When man decided to go on a moon, or I'm sorry, when man decided to go to the moon, there was some thought process. Someone imagined that first, and then it happened. The house you live in, the person that built it, envisioned the house first. They imagined it first and did it. The car you drive, the bowl you eat your food in was first imagined. So everything in the world must first be imagined and then executed. Very, 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 very important. Heck, ACN was imagined by the owners and then executed. All right, and they turned it into this huge company, but they envisioned it first. They saw it first. They wanted to create a company to help people, this and that and the other, and look what has occurred. There is nobody on earth that can stop this from happening or stop this from being true. Let me repeat that. There's nobody, person, no thing on earth that can stop this from being true. So what that really means is you have the power. You have the power to create whatever it is you want. And it says here, you must have an objective. So you can't say, well, I don't know what I want, because you'll get that exactly what you said, nothing. I don't know what I want. All right? And it says, don't be ashamed to name it. Don't be ashamed to name it. Be specific about what you tell the universe, what your wants and desires are, and if you take the action, you will get it. You have that kind of power. Let me tell you how. You ever think of a song while you're riding down the street? Just think of a song, and next thing you know, later the song comes on the radio and starts playing. Or better yet, have you ever thought about a person? You ever just somebody just come to mind, and you're thinking about it, and not too much longer after that, they call you or you see them. You made that happen. That's the power of your subconscious mind. You have the power. You just don't know how powerful you really are. And everything starts with a thought or imagination that can become real with action. That's it. That's the only thing holding people back from getting where they really want to go. Because the imagination is there. It's just the action. You want to attract money? Then say it. I attract money to my life. You want happiness? Claim it. Imagine it. Think about it. Envision it. Talk about it. And it will come. If your goal is to be an RVP or an SVP or an RD, imagine it. See it. Guys, I can specifically remember. I remember the day that we had a leadership meeting and ACN announced they're going to add a new position, senior vice president. I immediately turned to my wife. And I immediately turned to another friend who was an RVP back then, and I said, look, I am going to go SVP. I saw it every single day. I envisioned my speech. I envisioned the life after I hit SVP. I envisioned all types of stuff. But I claimed it, and I did it. All right? And I had a conversation with her. I said, look, it's going to take some time. I'm going to be away from the kids, this and that and the other. But I'm telling you guys, once you see something and you envision it and you take the action – you can become unstoppable. And here's how I know we all have the capability of doing this on this call. Ladies, do you remember how you got married? I'm sure that you prayed, some of you prayed probably every day for God to bring you the right man or to bring you the right husband. And I'm sure you put yourself in a position to where that can happen. Maybe you worked with this person and you wanted to be seen, or maybe you went to church where your husband was and you made sure that you were there every Sunday, or maybe you wore a certain dress that you know he, whatever it was that that made that happen, a lot of you made that happen. So you have already expressed this power and that aspect of your life. You just need to express that power and many other aspects of your life. In this case, with regards to ACN, envision what it is you're trying to accomplish and go after it. Things you want to say: I am healthy, I am strong, I am fast, I am disciplined, I am wealthy. Just say it over and over and over again and think it over and over and over again, and then do the things to make it a reality, which is action. So I'll close with this. Always imagine ahead of your evidence and feel the end. This is by Neville Goddard. And if you get a chance, look him up, guys. He has some unbelievable information on YouTube. He says, always imagine ahead of the evidence and feel the end. So act as if you are already there, then just do it. Have an outstanding day. Have a great August. I'll talk to you guys soon.